Yo. Hi everyone, I'm Harvey. Welcome to A11 Crypto, the show where I talk with visionary founders and savvy investors to de-risk potentials and explore opportunities. Today, I'm very pleased to welcome Rachel and Hill from Good Ghosting. Hi guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having us on today.
Yeah, great to be here.
Great. So before we dive into your exciting project, why don't we start with a little bit of your own journey? How did you get to this place?
Cool. I can start that off if you want. So my name's Rachel. I'm a developer evangelist. So I've been working, prior to this, I was working as a developer. I've worked for a number of startups, working for an identity company in London, doing a lot of React and Node development. I actually had another life before that where I was a secondary school teacher, but that many years ago now. And then for the last couple of years, I've been working in the developer relations space, first for a company called Lisk, which is another blockchain project based here in Berlin. I worked for Threebox, and now I'm actually working for Twilio. So that's kind of my background in terms of doing lots of stuff, lots of development, but also when you do developer relations, you get exposed to the whole kind of range of marketing and company functions. So it's quite an interesting role.
Okay, can I ask a question actually before we go to Hill? What is a developer evangelist?
That is like a really good question. So it's like, and you can often hear these terms like developer evangelist, developer relations, ambassador, there's many different versions. And it's a very like broad topic, but essentially it's marketing for developers in some form. So whether that's like community engagement, whether that's creating blog posts, tutorials, running workshops, public speaking, technical support on Discord channels, just trying to communicate what a product does to the developer community. So there's a lot of developer evangelism in crypto, obviously being a very, you know, tech focused industry, but you know, with any product that has like an API or needs to market to developers, there's the kind of whole kind of industry around kind of how you do that in an authentic way and how you engage developers.
Oh, fantastic. I think that's super important given the amount of developers everybody's trying to recruit, right? And that's great. How about you, Hill?
Mm-hmm. My background is a little bit different. It's mainly focused around science. So I studied biotechnology and biochemistry, and then ventured into academic research for a few years here in Belgium. And afterwards, I joined a biomedical startup company, basically developing drugs for humans. But as a like side hobby for the past 8 years, I've been closely following the cryptocurrency space. First, looking at Bitcoin, then Ethereum when it came around, and especially DeFi the past year, because there's so much going on. I really like the dynamic nature of it, and that all the projects are collaborating and open source. So yeah, it's really fascinating me. So the past year, about a year ago, I decided to go full time into crypto, just studying different projects and contributing.
So this is fascinating, right? What are some of the differences between biotech startup and crypto?
Good question. I think it's mainly like the open source nature of the crypto stuff. Like what I did before was like patent stuff, like we do some research, and it's more like a closed source thing. You want to protect your secrets. In crypto, you give out all your secrets and you hope people still want to use you because you offer the best platform. I think that's like the main difference. But it's like, yeah, it's both like cutting edge stuff and trying to do something good for humankind, I guess.
I mean, for people who are maybe not quite familiar with the space, right, it'd be really good to maybe get your perspective on, you know, what has crypto allowed you to do or express, whether it's individually or some sort of idea that you really couldn't do any otherwise?
For me personally, it's like self-sovereignty over my own finances. So I can control where my funds are invested to if I don't want to support, for instance, like nuclear energy or arms trading. you can very easily do so into the decentralized finance. In traditional finance, that's a lot more difficult. So for me, it's more a way of managing my own funds and putting them to good use.
Right. I think that's a very nice segue where we can go into the project, right? Where users take control, ownership of their own finances, right? Their own funds. So why don't you tell us a bit more about Good Ghosting? What sort of vision do you have?
Yeah, I'll let Rachel answer this one.
Cool. So yeah, I can give you kind of just a pitch of Good Ghosting and where we're at now. So basically, we're building gamified saving applications that encourage users to, you know, make more habit-forming and beneficial behaviors. So the MVP app that we're working on at the moment, it's based off Aave, and you can join like a saving pool. And the saving pool will run for a fixed amount of time. We're still figuring out exactly what the length of that should be. And then at fixed points in there, you would be required to deposit a certain amount. So say, for example, you're going to deposit 500 DAI every month, for example. And then at the end of the period, we want to encourage people to be regular savers. Like myself, I can often set the goal to save and good intentions, just like my goal to go to the gym, and it doesn't always happen. So we're trying to build the mechanisms that really do encourage that and help people build up their kind of asset pool. So at the end of this, at the end of the fixed time frame, we can calculate who made all of those regular payments. And because we're using Aave, we're generating some interest. So at the end, we can split the interest amongst everyone who's hit their final payment. So this is kind of the first mechanism that we're using. And I think it's really nice because, it's creating positive behavior. Two, you always have the opportunity. I mean, you can take your money out. Your principal remains yours, but it's just that interest that we're going to give as like a kind of nudge to encourage people to save, to give them that extra high return and interest than you would get if you just deposited by yourself. Because if you had a pool of like 100 people depositing, then like statistically, some of them won't make it. So you'll be able to get those high returns. We can't say exactly what that would be, but we're also kind of looking at ways to kind of make that more meaningful as well. So that's like our first project. But we think there's, a lot, this has got a lot of legs because we are kind of seeing DeFi emerging, and it's been as Gil says, it's been a crazy year for it. And we've seen so much innovation go on in this space. But we're also kind of, beyond that, we're looking to like, how can we make saving engaging, or how can we make building up assets engaging for regular people on DeFi as well? So that's really where we're at.
I think that is a great idea because I think regardless of your level of understanding of crypto or DeFi, savings is a universal concept. You put your money aside. And especially in current environment where banks are paying you literally zero, I think in DeFi, the yield percentage people get is actually incredibly high. Sure, maybe some of it's unsustainable, but, the idea, the possibility of it is very attractive to people. Especially, I think, in a market where there are more and more stablecoin uses, right? Because, people hold a token maybe, for speculation, the price will go up. But you don't hold $1 in order for you to get $2. You hold $1, maybe you use it. If you don't, you want to put it into savings. Now, I don't know what percentage of the, of total value in crypto is in stablecoin. Maybe one way to measure that is looking at, the market cap of the stable coins. But I know that, more and more DeFi things are starting to be, priced in stable coins. And then, having this functionality will be super cool. I guess to, just unpack it a bit more, do you guys have, an idea about the parameters of this particular, savings, version one, right? This proof of concept, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the first one, like the MVP, we'll make use of Aave. Currently, like the API is not so high for like the DeFi space, it's low, but like you said, like for the traditional finance, it's rather high. It's about 4% right now. So which means if you deposit $1,000 into it for 1 year, you would get 40 bucks back. And with good ghosting, our aim is to actually earn more than you would earn by saving by yourself, but only if you can complete the game successfully. So for instance, if half of the people drop out of the game, but you stay in it, you make all your regular deposits, then the effective profits per game will be doubled for you. So instead of like earning the $40, you would earn 80. So the more people drop out, the more your earnings go up. This way, we're essentially rewarding the regular savers. For now, we're trying to keep it really simple. Like all interest that's earned for the people that miss a payment goes to the winners. I think that's something that can be like tweaked a bit with the next games. Like maybe it makes sense for still to keep some of your previous earnings, but not the ones after you miss the payment. So it will depend a bit on like the market conditions and also feedback from users, because it's right now a very community-driven project in the way that people can make suggestions. We will listen to them for real and like incorporate any suggestions, because it's the main focus needs to be like the people using it, in my opinion anyway.
Sure, sure. I think once you have this proof of concept, then I mean, the design space for the idea is huge, right? Because essentially, the mechanics of people depositing money, you know, it's relatively easy. But I guess the two questions for you that are very important to your project would be A, security of that money, and B, the returns, right? So I guess in the future, once, you know, I think you'll have your proof of concept MVP very successfully launched. But then the question becomes, how would it, you know, compare with maybe their other project who's in the space, right? What sort of yield are they offering? But I can totally see like this huge potential for you guys to you know, grow into. But maybe before that, right? Let's do something exciting today. Can we see any interesting design you guys have done? Maybe show a product.
Yeah. So let me just bring this up. Actually, I've got a. I'll share my screen. And I'll also, this is something I was just going to jump in there whilst Gil was speaking, but I didn't want to interrupt his flow there. But just to give you some context on the name, as Gil mentioned, like it's better for you if more people drop out. So that's why it's like a good ghosting. So like it's great when you get ghosted this time. So we've had a lot of applications that are bad to get ghosted on, you know. Yeah. We're building one that finally you will want to get ghosted on. With that in mind, I am just going to jump over and I'll show you I'll give you a sneak peek of our UI as well. So we have this. This is our pretty much similar to our site as it is now. If you go to goodghosting.com.
Yeah.
But we have this saving pool. This is just a demo that we've deployed onto Kovan. And we can see here it's got five rounds in it, and we've got two players in it. And I'm one of them, and we've also got Jane Doe. We've plugged into Threebox, which is giving us this kind of image here, which is cool. So I'm going to connect my MetaMask and I can see my profile is there. And I paid the previous round, so I'm good. My status is still live. So I'm going to go and deposit 10 die. In this case, it's just a demo, so we've made it low. Go ahead and deposit that. MetaMask came up for me, but perhaps you didn't see that in the screen. It did come up.
So just
we're going back to MetaMask right now.
So this is live on Kovan testnet. So the transaction is actually confirming right now.
Yeah. And yeah. Then we can see here that the amount paid has gone up from 10 DAI to 20 DAI.
Cool.
So there we have it. And this game will keep going like this until it's completed the five segments. And then you'll be given the option to click withdrawal, and then it will withdraw your principal, and then hopefully you've been a winner and you'll actually get a slice of that nice juicy interest as well. So that's what it's going to look like. We're keeping it very simple and clean, but we are going to be doing some user testing on this, so just definitely hang out in our Discord, because there'll be some info about that, and we'd love to have as many people test this and get kind of feedback as well. Also feedback on the parameters as well, because we have quite a flexible smart contract where it's pretty easy for us to change parameters. So we definitely want to speak to as many people in the community to kind of figure out, as Gil says, what is the best for people? What kind of, how much do they want to save and how regularly do they want to save?
You know what would be really cool? This is just an idea. You guys have the, if you guys build out the tool set and infrastructure and parameters for gamifying a savings pool, right? And then anybody can go in there and create their savings pool, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly, the game just becomes like, well, it's whatever you want designed to be. And if you can find people to participate, you know, that'd be pretty cool. Just an idea.
Yeah,
yesterday the same idea came up. Yeah.
All right, cool. I think that's pretty interesting. I think especially
also maybe to interrupt for a second. It's made pretty flexible, so we're refactoring the contracts now. But basically, we'll be able to plug into any DeFi platform that just accepts a DAI or other stablecoin deposits. So, for instance, like Curve or Yearn Finance, which might offer higher interest rates. So, indeed, like a user could say, like, I want a pool in this platform for that long, that many other players, and deploy it.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait to see that sort of functionality. You know, because DeFi is fully composable, right? I mean, because in order for you to specifically design a contract for a specific platform, that actually takes a lot of work, right? I imagine, you know, I guess you get API from Aave and you plug it in. If we want to build out a full savings platform, you know, if in order for you to build out every single one of them, it's literally impossible, right? It's like, I don't know how much time and effort you have to devote onto that, but if you get people the tool to do it, you know, I think it's like, you know, this is like gamified, I don't know, it's like gamified Uniswap, you know, you just create your own thing and you, maybe people can design their own rule, like how many percentages will be given from the people who missed the payment to the people who didn't, right? We can do parameters on that. That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. And it's actually one of the things that I was going to mention that I think is so exciting about DeFi as a space compared to like traditional finance is this composability. Like we can plug into these different protocols. We can build on top of things that are already there. And it just means that there's a lot more flexibility and a lot more kind of freedom in terms of what can be done. And you're not always starting from like the ground zero. You can actually build on top of what's already there, which is super nice. And we're definitely looking at ways to kind of open it up so that we can have, you know, people creating their own pools, bringing liquidity in, they get some reward, and then it becomes like, it can grow in ways that we can even not imagine as the team. You know what I mean? There's a lot of potential here. So I'm really excited about it.
Exactly. So now we've seen what it possibly can do. What are timelines are we talking about? When can we get it out, use it?
This is like a very good question. So just to kind of give a little confession here, we're all doing this as a kind of side project. We, to give you the kind of history to Good Ghosting, it actually kicked off at ETH London back in like the end of February, just the last event before everything closed. And we also had some of the Superfluid team in our original team, but then we kind of shifted around a bit. We picked up the project again over summer with the Gitcoin kernel program, and that was a fantastic cohort to be part of. And we were working on that. Now we're all working on this kind of part-time. We have our kind of first, so we talk a lot about internally, we talk about a prototype, which is the Kovan testnet version of the UI. That should be coming out, I think, in the next couple of weeks, fingers crossed. So hang around in the Discord channel. But we also talk about the like mainnet MVP. This is where you can actually put your real like DAI into our contract. That is due to come out in Q4 sometime. But of course, we want to manage that we get the right feedback and that we incorporate it and that we also take into account the right parameters and make it cost effective for our users. So that's Q4 is the goal. And yeah, in that we're also hoping to add in some more kind of gas minimization refactoring, which is something nice that our contract can offer you again above and beyond, like just doing this by yourself and you're always having to interact with, you know, the Aave smart contract, and that's not always cheap in gas. In fact, it's often quite expensive. So we're finding ways to kind of pull that together and take the cost off the individual players and kind of spread that amongst everyone. So there can be some benefits to the end user there as well. But yeah, I think Q4, keep your eyes open here, and that's kind of when we hope to have it out onto mainnet where you can actually put your DAI in. But we'd love to have your feedback on our kind of prototype, which is coming next couple of weeks.
Fantastic. I want to do a call to action to everyone listening to the podcast. Go join the Discord channel for Good Ghosting. I'll put that in the show note and give your input of ideas.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks. And thanks for inviting us on and all of your support so far. It's been fantastic.
No, not at all. I love projects that are building things people can use. So, you know, I try to be of as much help as I possibly can. I look forward to your product update and progress, and definitely would like to have you back on the show again.
Awesome. And I hope we have like a mainnet demo for you that time with like real DAI.
Let's do that. Okay, yeah. Let's pencil that in. When you have it ready, we'll do a mainnet demo.
Awesome. That would be fantastic.